From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The leaders of Britain, France, Germany, and the U.S. now have jointly condemned the poisoning of a former Russian spy on British soil that has been blamed on Moscow, calling it the first offensive use of a nerve agent in Europe since the Second World War. A joint statement issued Thursday by Prime Minister Theresa May, President Emmanuel Macron, Chancellor Angela Merkel, and President Trump said there was no plausible alternative explanation to Russia's involvement in the attack. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders at Thursday's press briefing also defended the Trump administration's efforts to deal with Russia.
The president has also shown that he's been extremely tough on Russia throughout his administration. And I think particularly you saw that today in the Russia sanctions that were put forward.
Russia has denied any involvement. Former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were found unconscious on a park bench in the English town of Salisbury and rushed to the hospital where they remain in serious condition. Several other individuals, including a police officer, were sickened. Prime Minister May announced a series of reprisals against Russia over the poisoning, including the expulsion of 23 Russian diplomats. It will be the largest expulsion of Russian diplomats since 1971 at the height of the Cold War. And a just-built pedestrian bridge across a busy Miami-Florida highway collapsed Thursday, crushing a number of cars at the site between the campus of Florida International University and student housing. Several cranes and police dogs have been part of the rescue effort. Police say four bodies were found in the wreckage, with at least eight others taken to the hospital. This is VOA. U.S. lawmakers on both parties in the U.S. welcome new sanctions on Russian entities and individuals involved in cyber attacks against the United States. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy suggested the sanctions are a welcome break from the Trump White House turning a blind eye to Russian meddling.
Oh, it's way overdue. I mean, this administration has gone out of their way to ignore all the attacks that Russia has made on us. Our intelligence services have made it very clear they try to alter our elections, and there's no question they'll try it again.
The sanctions penalize Russian hackers, cyber trolls, and spy agencies by freezing assets and prohibiting Americans from doing business with them.
That's VOA's Michael Bowman reporting. The United States is demanding the world hold Syria's government, Russia, and Iran responsible for what a top official calls some of the worst atrocities known to man. The statement by U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster came Thursday during an event at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, marking the seventh anniversary of the start of the Syrian conflict.
And if we need a reminding of the importance of acting now, we need not look any further than this museum's powerful exhibits and resources on the Syrian conflict.
McMaster also accused Russia and Iran of enabling Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and said that they, too, must be held accountable. North Korea's foreign ministers in Sweden on a mission that could set the stage for a possible summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. But State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert told reporters Thursday there is no let-up of maximum pressure on North Korea.
North Korea has posed a grave threat, not just to the region, but also to the world. This administration designed its maximum pressure campaign more than a year ago. We are advancing and continuing to push that maximum pressure campaign.
President Trump unexpectedly announced last week that he will meet face-to-face with Kim Jong-un by the end of May, but a date and a location have not yet been announced. A German Shepherd that United Airlines mistakenly shipped to Japan was heading home to Kansas Thursday, even as the carrier was still grappling with the fallout over the death of a puppy on a separate United Airlines flight this week. United's treatment of animals was questioned earlier this week when a French bulldog pup in a carrying case died after a flight attendant insisted that the dog's owner put the animal in the overhead storage for the 3.5-hour flight. I'm Lori London, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.